Before we get started, I would like to share with each of you my philosophy for this course so that we all approach the experience with common expectations and understanding. If this is your first online course, you may be apprehensive about what to expect and how the course will compare to past learning experiences, especially since we will not meet in a traditional classroom. In fact, we may never meet each other at all. For me, two important ideas lie at the foundation and the success of this course: community and civic rhetoric. Each of you, without giving it much thought, plays an important role, more or less important depending on the specific community, in a number of communities. You are a member of your family community, your hometown community, and even the Kennesaw State University community. During the course of this semester, you will have the unique opportunity to become a member of an entirely new community within this course. As a rule, the strength of any community rests on the shoulders of its members and their commitment to meeting goals and bringing about change. In many cases, and this is where civic rhetoric comes into play, members of those communities write to bring about change. In other words, the writing facilitates the development of the community. Considering that we are members of a writing community, this is, after all, a writing course, and that much of our communication will take place digitally, generally in written form, we certainly are in a position to work to shape and to bring about change within our specific online community. Over the course of the semester, I often will ask for your input and feedback in setting guidelines and expectations for course activities, responding to questions, and working together to create new knowledge and to develop as writers. We each come to this course with very different experiences, and it is in combining those perspectives that we all truly can become teachers and students. Although you may feel at times that you are alone at your computer in this course, remember that we all are working toward the same goal, and that more than likely someone else is online at the very same time working on the very same assignment. If you are that person online at 2 a.m. and notice a peer's question, take time to respond to the post, even if you don't know the answer, reminding him or her that someone is, in fact, on the other side of the screen. Also, take advantage of opportunities to use the chat function in WebCT, taking stock of who is online and sending a message. I assure you that I will do my part to create a foundation to move us forward and will coach each of you as you develop as writers. But I firmly believe that the success of this online course, like any community, depends on the contributions and the commitment of each of its members, and in this specific case, the contributions of the co-teachers.